Staring at your phone at 2 a.m., wondering if you should text back immediately or wait exactly 3 hours and 17 minutes? Sound familiar? Welcome to Modern Romance, where finding love has become more exhausting than your actual job. A century ago, your great-grandmother married the guy upstairs because he seemed decent and wasn't a serial killer. Today, you're paralyzed by choice, swiping through hundreds of faces while simultaneously managing 3 dating apps, 2 ongoing text conversations, and an existential crisis about whether you're settling or just being realistic. This isn't just dating, it's a second career. Comedian Aziz Ansari teamed up with sociologist Eric Klinenberg to investigate why finding love feels harder than ever, conducting research across continents and interviewing hundreds of singles. What they discovered reveals how profoundly our romantic landscape has transformed in just one generation, creating both unprecedented opportunities and entirely new forms of suffering. Victoria married the man one floor above her at age 21. They've been together 48 years. Nothing unusual, except it happened in 1940s New York. Back then, one-third of Philadelphia couples lived within 5 blocks before marriage. People literally married neighbors because options were geographically limited, and marriage happened early, around age 20 for women, 23 for men. Today, average marriage age has jumped to 27 for women, 29 for men. This shift happened because we invented emerging adulthood, that decade-long period for education, career building, and dating multiple people. Before the 1960s, single women rarely lived independently. When asked if women married to escape parents, every older woman interviewed nodded vigorously. We've transformed what we seek in partners. Older generations married for practical reasons. He seemed decent. She had access to donuts. While today, we demand soulmates with deep emotional connections. Women's economic independence in the 1960s-70s changed everything. By the 1980s, over 85% of Americans wouldn't marry without romantic love. Psychotherapist Esther Perel notes, we now expect one person to provide what an entire village once offered: belonging, identity, comfort, surprise, and transcendence. This creates immense pressure to find perfection, making the search longer and more frustrating. Your phone has become a 24/7 singles bar. Americans spend 7.5 hours daily on screens, and by 2014, 83% of young adults carried smartphones, fundamentally changing romance. Focus groups revealed genuine terror about phone calls. Phone calls give me anxiety. Yet some women found calls brave and mature, creating rapport before meeting. What you text matters. Unlike face-to-face conversations with body language cues, text errors marinate on someone's screen. Most texts women receive are thoughtless. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Making them feel unimportant. Even handsome, charming men can obliterate goodwill with, hey, we should hang out sometimes. After analyzing hundreds of exchanges, 3 traits proved crucial: firm invitations to something specific, callbacks to previous conversations showing genuine engagement, and humor creating attraction through shared wit. Once you've sent a successful text, the games begin. People develop elaborate strategies like labeling contacts, Greg, don't text till Thursday. Behavioral scientists call this reward uncertainty. When responses become unpredictable, they trigger dopamine and increase interest. Even Socrates advised showing reluctance to increase desire, making the waiting game scientifically sound, if emotionally exhausting. Online dating has transformed American romance. In 1940, family and friends dominated matchmaking. By 2010, 25% of couples met online, now the single biggest connection method. Today, 38% of singles have used dating sites, with nearly 70% adoption in LGBT communities. Traditional methods have plummeted. Friend introductions dropped to 28%, while family, work, and neighborhood each fell below 10%. Yet online dating creates brutal challenges. Women receive overwhelming attention, often 50-plus messages daily, while men compete fiercely for responses. OKCupid's data reveals women's most successful photos are high-angle selfies, followed by bed and travel shots. For men, photos with animals work best, followed by muscle shots. What about algorithms promising soulmates? Even their designers admit limitations. A 2012 psychology paper argued no algorithm can predict couple compatibility. They create potentially compatible pools, but can't predict chemistry. Tinder processes 2 billion swipes and 12 million matches daily, with users logging in 11 times per day for over 1.25 hours total. You can swipe through 60 faces while buying hamburger buns, 20 times more people than your parents met on their entire marriage journey. This abundance should ease finding love, but Barry Schwartz's research shows maximizers, those seeking the best, often get objectively better outcomes, yet feel worse than satisficers seeking good enough. With endless romantic options, we compare potential partners not to real people, but to idealized fantasies. Knowing so little on first dates means you overweight those few things that you do know. Brown shoes or haircuts become deal breakers when deeper knowledge might prove them irrelevant. Aziz explored three cities with radically different dating cultures. Tokyo revealed a shocking romantic crisis. 45% of young women despise sexual contact. A third of Japanese under 30 have never dated, and the birth rate ranks 222nd out of 224 countries. The herbivore man phenomenon describes passive men with little interest in sex or relationships. About 60% of single men in their 20s and 30s identify as herbivores, too busy with work to pursue relationships and showing extreme fear of rejection. Buenos Aires represents the opposite extreme. Argentine men pursue women with pathological persistence, with 60% of women reporting street harassment. Many men interpret no as merely a prelude to yes. Casual sex is ubiquitous, with many maintaining multiple romantic connections simultaneously, including chongos, casual sexual partners kept even during serious relationships. These cultural extremes reveal how profoundly environment shapes romantic behavior, yet both cultures struggle with dysfunction, one from too little romantic engagement, the other from too much aggressive pursuit. The smartphone era has created dual relationship worlds, real and digital. Sexting has gone mainstream. Half of 18 to 24-year-olds have received sex, one-third of older teens have sent them, and married couples sext as frequently as singles. The practice peaks Tuesday mornings between 10 a.m. to noon. Technology has transformed infidelity by providing privacy and easy escalation. Cheaters can test waters through messaging, backpedaling if rejected without face-to-face embarrassment. One man changed his married coworker's contact name to David to hide their affair. Surveys show 20 to 40% of married men and 25% of married women will have at least one affair, while non-married, committed couples have a 70% cheating rate. Breaking up has shifted from face-to-face conversations to impersonal digital messages. A 2014 survey found 56% of 18 to 30-year-olds had ended relationships using digital media, 25% by text, 20% via social media, 11% through email, while only 18% did so in person. Social media makes clean breaks nearly impossible. Studies show 88% of people who maintain access to an ex's Facebook page monitor their activities, while 70% who disconnected admit spying through friends' accounts. Modern singles face an upgrade problem, constantly wondering if someone better exists around the corner. Walking cities and Instagram create illusions of endless options, making people fear settling rather than settling down. Relationships transition through two phases. Passionate love, when every smile triggers dopamine rushes similar to cocaine, lasts 12 to 18 months before the brain rebalances. This evolves into companionate love, less intense but growing over time. Brain scans of long-married couples show anxiety-related regions becoming inactive, replaced by calmness-associated areas. This creates danger points, one at passionate love's peak when couples make impulsive decisions, another when the initial thrill fades. Research shows novel experiences create better connections than typical dinner dates. Beyond quality, quantity matters. First dates that felt like sixes often became eights on second dates. While initial attraction depends on mate value, looks, charisma, success, long-term compatibility hinges on unique value, distinctive traits emerging gradually through shared experiences. Marriage rates have plummeted globally since the 1970s, with Americans now spending more years single than married. Yet successful marriages make people live longer, happier, and healthier. Finding someone today is more complicated than for previous generations, but we're more likely to end up with someone truly exciting. Online dating works best for meeting people outside usual circles. The key is moving quickly to face-to-face meetings. Stack the deck with interesting dates, revealing what it's really like to be with someone. Despite doomsayers claiming technology makes connection impossible, we keep finding love regardless of obstacles. Put down your phone occasionally, take a chance on someone who seems just okay, and remember that person behind those text bubbles is as confused and hopeful as you are.